I'm here with Dennis Bayak, now finally announced with TSN and Sports Radio 1290. Dennis, was it hard to keep the secret in? You know, the secret has been out for a while, but now it's official. Is there some relief?
There's lots of relief. The interesting thing is, when it was being announced as official, it really wasn't. I had not had my contract finalized with TSN at that time. We were still dealing on some minor issues, and Paul Graham from TSN had a thousand things on his plate that he had to get to. So despite the fact it was being reported as fact, it wasn't yet. But now that everything has happened, and I was glad when today rolled around, because I don't like not telling people the truth. And I got lots of calls from lots of coworkers, lots of friends, lots of relatives, and you try and keep them updated as best you can, you know. But at the same time, I know that today was going to be very special for everybody, and it is.
Yeah. Well, I spoke with Brian as well, and he had similar sentiments. You know, people were coming out to him, and you kind of want to tell people, but you got to keep it hush.
Well, I laid low as best I can, but he was maybe in a more difficult situation because he was here. And I was in Toronto where I could maybe hide a little bit. But, yeah, glad today's over with.
So you're moving from Toronto radio to Winnipeg television and radio. Is your play-calling style going to be changed any from radio to television, or are you going to remain the same?
I believe the passion stays the same. The excitement level stays the same. But, yes, it is, in my opinion, a different broadcast. On radio, where you will say that Ron Hainsey has the puck behind the net, on television, it'll be Ron Hainsey, who has now played over 20 minutes in this game tonight, because people can see that he's behind the net. So there's little things, but you know what? When it comes to general play-by-play, I still think it's there. It's who has the puck. On radio, it's more where are they on the ice, where are they located. But the excitement of the game is still there, whether you're doing radio or TV.
So fans of Winnipeg might not have experience hearing you call a game, being from Toronto. Do you want to give the fans, you know, a bit of a description of your play-calling style?
I just think that the excitement level is what they will notice. I really try and stay on top of things, but at the same time try and keep an eye open as to what's happening around the ice. And my goal calls are exciting for the home team, but my goal calls are also exciting for the visiting team, because a lot of times a visiting team goal will bring them to within one goal of the game, and which makes it for an exciting finish or whatever. So, you know, the game is still exciting. And I'm hoping that that's what the fans get to appreciate here.
All right, you're going to be working with a variety of color commentators. Do you have any previous experience, you know, working with them and developing chemistry?
I know Mike Johnson from his days of playing in Toronto. Brian Engblom I have not worked with. Shane Knighty, obviously, I have talked with, but have not worked with. But over the years, on all a lot of the Hockey Canada events that I did for TSN, we had a variety of color people and color analysts. And I never really found it a problem. They have their job to do. I have my job to do. The basic rule of thumb is when the game is going on, that's my time. When the play stops, that's their time. But they're all professionals, and they all know what's expected, and I think it's a great team that they've put together of some experienced people, some people who are making their NHL debuts, and I just think that makes for exciting times for everybody.
Have you had a chance to look over the Winnipeg Jets roster and maybe get to know some of the players yet?
Well, we saw them a lot when they were the Atlanta Thrashers when I was in Toronto. So, I mean, Nick Antropov I know from the Toronto days, but we saw enough of the Atlanta Thrashers that even though I don't know them on a personal level, I feel I know a lot about them. Dustin Byfuglien, we have mutual friends, mutual acquaintances, so there's an in there. Same goes for Evander Kane. Same goes for Andrew Ladd and all those sorts of things. But once training camp gets going, and I know they'll be busy and everything else, but once the season gets going and they get on the ice, there's a time to sit down with them one-on-one, introduce yourself, and get to know a little bit more about them. And then once the season starts, then you really get some time because the team has been picked. And, you know, my belief is you go to practice every day. And you go to practice every day simply because that's a real good opportunity to talk to the players on a bit of a quieter level than what a game day is. So I'll get to know them, but hopefully not be a pest to them.
All right, and the last question. So you're leaving the Leafs after being with them since 1998. What is your most memorable moment calling games for the Toronto Maple Leafs?
Probably what really stands out is my first game with Toronto, because it was at Maple Leaf Gardens, and storied building such as that. I'll always remember that. I remember my first game at the Air Canada Center. There's been some other games where they were down 4-0 and came back and won. Other games where they've been up a wide margin and lost. So those are the games that that I'll remember. But what you remember most, at least I do, is the individuals. The Matt Sundins and the Curtis Josephs and the Steve Thomases that went through that organization and were such good people. And, you know, in a market that it is sometimes difficult just because of the amount of coverage that it gets. But it's the people, even the other media people, the coaches. Pat Quinn was such a great individual and such a great hockey person. It's more the people that that I'll remember than specific incidences.
Great. Thanks a lot, Dennis. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.